Back here on the game, John, Tyler, Mitch, all with you. We'll hear from Corey Sutton at 5:10, Bruce Weber at 5:25. You can't be serious at 5:50. Basketball non-conference schedule has been released. We'll get to some of the details of that in our next segment. Another news release that I got today that has been buried basically by all the hubbub surrounding the Corey Sutton and Bill Snyder sitches turns into the College Football Hall of Fame class. But the College Football Hall of Fame ballot this year for 2018 includes Michael Bishop and Martine Grammatica. Bishop was on the ballot last year, did not get voted into the College Football Hall of Fame. So naturally here, I'm going to tell you that the most just cause that you could ever support is getting Michael Bishop into the College Football Hall of Fame. I don't think I'm speaking in hyperbole at all when I say that there has never been something that needs to happen more than Michael Bishop getting to the College Football Hall of Fame.
I just want to make it known that John may be a hater, but I've got Martine Grammatica's back, and I think that he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame just as much as Michael Bishop.
Well, sure. Look, hey, Martine Grammatica was awesome. He was great. I hate the fact that there was somebody with a T that had a longer kick than him, because really, that's got to be viewed as the greatest kick in college football history, the 65-yarder. Longest field goal in NCAA history without the use of a tee. Still stands today. That was all the way back in 1998. He won a Groza Award in 1997. I'm all about it. All about Martine Grammatica there. But let me ask you a question. Is Joe Montana in the NFL Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Best quarterback to ever play in the NFL is in the National Football League Hall of Fame. So shouldn't the best quarterback to ever play college football be in the College Football Hall of Fame? That's my question here.
Yes. Yes, you're right. Tim Tebow should absolutely be in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Oh, don't. Are you really trying to drag down Michael Bishop with Tim Tebow?
No, I'm trying to drag you down with Tim Tebow.
I am about to kick you out of the studio if you start trying to prop up Tim Tebow. Well, devaluing
what Michael Bishop did. Vince Young should be in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Well, now you're really tearing me up, because I do love Vince Young.
Yeah.
I do love me some Vince Young.
Vince Young winning the natty in the Texas Road Whites is about as John Kurtz as it gets without being at K-State.
You're right. Those are my favorite uniforms in college football, the Texas All Whites. But I will pose you this question. Would there be a Vince Young without Michael Bishop?
Now, that's where you get a very, very genuine argument.
Would there be a Tim Tebow if not for Michael Bishop?
Very legitimate point.
Who was Tim Tebow's college coach?
Who was Tim Tebow's college coach?
Urban Meyer.
Oh, yeah.
Who claims to have gotten the idea for basically the way he used his quarterbacks from Bill Snyder and the quote-unquote Wildcat?
Mm-hmm.
Urban Meyer.
I agree.
So would there be Tim Tebow without Michael Bishop?
That is 100% Michael Bishop's greatest claim to fame, is that he changed the quarterback position. He wasn't necessarily the best that has ever played the quarterback position, but he changed it for the better and for always.
Well, if we're going to go down that path, that to me, and I know some of you think I'm kidding about him being the greatest college football quarterback ever, even if you're not on board with me with that, what you just said I think is correct. He did, in a lot of ways, help change the game for college quarterbacks to come after him. So, isn't that worthy of being in the Hall of Fame?
Yes. Yeah.
I always take the stance, like with the Baseball Hall of Fame, I think the steroid guys should be in, because to me, the Hall of Fame should really be telling the story of baseball. How are you going to tell the story without everything that happened in the steroid era? It was allowed by baseball. Like, they let it happen. It's a huge part of baseball history. You got to suck it up and put those guys in. So here, Michael Bishop was a game changer, a part of the history of college football. So was Martine Grammatica with his historic kick. Yeah, put them both in.
What do you think?
But really, I think we need a Michael Bishop hashtag. We need to come up with a hashtag. That was really my goal of this segment, to come up with a hashtag to figure out how to really push the social media angle on getting Bishop into the College Football Hall of Fame.
Have you come up with something, or are you just posing it right now? Have you given this any thought?
Well, I was trying to think.
As you're really leaving the door wide open for dad jokes in this segment.
Yes, I am. I was trying to go like goat to HOF, but that, then you don't know. Not everybody has properly realized that he is the greatest quarterback of all time in college football. So that might not carry enough name recognition weight with people. Seven. We could use seven, like some play on words with seven.
Yeah, could you do one of those things where you put like the number seven into his name?
Yeah, I was like trying to think,
or like the number. Oh, you could, because it's 2017. You could put like 7 and 17 or something like that.
7 for 17. Yeah, that's not bad.
That's okay.
Okay, that's the leader in the clubhouse right now. 7 for 17. 7 for 17.
The best thing that
write
I
write that down so I don't forget.
I'm a little bit nervous to say what my best thing that I'd come up with on air, so I'm going to tell you in the break.
Because you think it's in dad joke danger?
Dad joke danger, little bit FCC danger too.
So. FCC danger?
I'm not
going to. Is that possible? Can there be overlap there? FCC danger and dad joke danger?
I don't know.
Dad jokes typically don't entail.
Pretty tame, yeah.
Yeah, I would think that they're tame enough to not really bring about the FCC violations.
It's mostly the dad thing that worries me.
Okay. I figured it was.
Thanks.
I figured it was.
But
7 for 17. Yeah. I'll tweet it out during the break here and see if we can get suggestions on Twitter for those that may not be listening. But we do have a suggestion here from Jared in Manhattan. Go ahead, Jared.
What about Bishop is best?
Ooh, okay.
Bishop is best.
Short, simple, does a little bit of alliteration. I feel like it fits.
Okay, Bishop is best. I'll write that one down too. Thanks for the call, Jared. I like it enough to put it in contention. Bishop is best.
Okay.
Bishop is best, 7 for 17. Mitch, you got one?
7 for 17. This is voted on in 2018. Guys.
Oh, yeah, it is the 2018
is it really?
Class. Yeah, it's the 2018 class.
Dang.
January 8th.
Yeah. All right, Bishop is best. That's leader in the clubhouse now. Congratulations, Jared. You just jumped in front.
7 for 18 is what Bishop had throwing passing-wise in a lot of the games in his career.
Get all the way out of here. He has the highest passing efficiency rating for a season. I read it in the release they sent out today in 1998, okay? All right? In fact, let's just see here. Yeah, he still holds the K-State season passing efficiency record after a 159.6 rating in 1998, 164 of 295. For 2,844 yards, 23 TDs, 4 picks.
Yeah, I may have been thinking about L. Roberson.
That's more like early L. Roberson territory.
Yeah.
He legitimately had a season under 40% completion percentage. And you know that if you've listened to the show for a while, because you talk about a go-to bullet in the Daniel Sams, Jake Waters argument. D. Sams completing about 70% of his passes. We had L. Roberson rolling out there, completing one out of every four, just about.
Martin Gramatica in 1998. 69 is 69 in extra points, but only 22 of 31 in field goal attempts.
Well, yeah, 97 was when he won
the Lou Groza.
The Groza Award. 98, Seabass, Sebastian Janikowski. We'll roll on here on the game at 5:10. We'll hear from Corey Sutton. Bruce Weber's on with us at 5:25. When we come back, we'll give you the details on that K-State basketball non-conference schedule here on the game.